This is a Cortes Currents news update. There was a staggered protest against BC's old-growth logging practices in front of MLA Michelle Babchuk's office in Campbell River yesterday. Between 15 and 20 people, many of them members of Sierra Quadra or the Campbell River chapter of Council of Canadians, came out in the wind and rain. To conform with COVID regulations, the protesters came in shifts of no more than six at a time. One of the organizers, Geraldine Kenny, explained.
There were people from 10 until 11. Then the next group came from 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, etc. So this was a new way of protesting in front of MLA's office. There weren't as many people actually protesting at one time, but the office had protesters in front of it for many more hours.
That was how the protest was supposed to work. Quadra Island resident Rod Byrne said, in practice,
you showed up when you could, left when you were called, went miserable, whatever your schedule was, yes. If one honk is worth 1,000 votes, we got a lot of votes today in support of, because of the number of honks, Roy. I was there for about an hour and a half, and near the end, a lady stopped and she waited for a second, and she just wanted to come over to a group of us and say, thank you so much for being in the wind and the rain and putting ourselves forward. Her family and whatnot weren't in the position to do it, but thank you. So if she came by, how many other people were also saying, oh my God, thank you?
Cortes Currents interviewed Geraldine Kenny and Rod Burns over Zoom at 4 p.m.
Do you happen to know if they're still there?
No idea. I will go on the side of human nature that when it's a 40-knot wind coming along the channel and the rains are coming down horizontal, you'd write a letter, not stand there. So, but that needs to then be brought up, Roy. Those dozens or hundreds of people at Ferry Creek who spent the past 5 or 6 months in the snow, the wind, the rain, the miserableness, trying to represent the people and the feathers and furs, the environment against the corporate, they've got to be hero badges. They're tremendous. They're frontline troops getting shot at.
Kenny pointed out that while the province's Old Growth Strategic Review and Public Inquiry Report was published last September, none of the recommendations have been implemented. She also mentioned the ancient forest at Ferry Creek near Port Renfrew.
These cedars are as old as the Magna Carta, if that means anything to North Americans. These trees are the legacy of nature at work. And to cut them down is, in my opinion, ecocide that our government permits, not only permits, but actively promotes the industrial destruction of our old growth forests, in my mind, is a criminal activity. And so I have to try, in my very small way, to gather together with other like-minded people and stand up for the trees. So today it was standing outside Michelle Babchuk's office. The shift began at 10 a.m. That was my shift. And it's going on until 5 p.m. But I have to tell you, we have real ancient forest weather today, which is not really conducive to standing outside for many hours. So I left the protest at 1:30, and I don't know now if there are any people there.
Kenny was not then aware that the Supreme Court of British Columbia had just granted a 3-week reprieve for their colleagues attempting to stop Teal Jones from obtaining an injunction to remove the blockade at Ferry Creek. The defense team are seeking more time to assemble materials. BC Supreme Court Justice Jennifer Powell said that as the blockade started last August, she did not think the 3-week delay would be problematic. The hearing is now scheduled to begin on March 25th and conclude the following day. Kinney described the Campbell River protest.
They were there at 10 a.m. this morning with their placards and bundled up and not even thinking, and this is what is so inspiring, not even thinking why they are coming out on a Thursday in the rain, in the wind, to stand in front of an MLA's office, which is locked.
Subsequent to our interview, Kenny emailed that while COVID restrictions are in place, the only storefront in Campbell River that locked its doors to people is my elected representative in the legislature in Victoria. The MLA is my representative in Parliament. I am her constituent, and I am banned from visiting her office. I am outraged. Memories of the GDR flooded my mind. I'm shut out of this, Hogan's pathetic attempt at democracy. Folks, wake up. This is a very dangerous situation. This is our government's elected officials' abdication of their responsibilities towards the electorate. Other protests are being held around the province.
A woman came from Comox, that's Megan Ardyke, and she is having a protest tomorrow. And there is an ancient forest mass protest in many communities in British Columbia on March the 19th.